All right, so we're starting the Gemara in Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph in Yuma. So Rav says, for four avodos, Azor is Chayav Misa. What are the four?
Zrika,
Haktara, Nisach HaMayim, and Nisach. Okay, now these are not really four, right? It's more like four types of avodos. They're not four particulars. Okay, Zrika includes a few things, different types of Zrika. Haktara is also different types of Haktara. The question is Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaMayim. Alright, so there's a Rotos says, why doesn't that count as Nisach? Why can't you make it three? Zrika, Haktara.
Ksamim? I'm saying Haktara, Nisach Haktara, does he mean just the incense, or he means also...
Oh, no, all types of, like the Emurim, and the Bazichin, right, by the... Right, no chi of misa. Okay, so Rashi says even though there's an iser on all of them, but the zar is only there's only a chi of misa on these four. Okay, but don't think that these are the only four that's usher for the zar to do. He's usher to do all of them, but only these four have a chi of misa. Right, that's an important point. That's what the Ravid's whole objection is. Okay, and Levi says, not only these four, but even Trumas Adeshin. Okay, so what's the Machlokas?
So one volume,
can't stay down here. Okay, go ahead, what's the Pasuk? My timer, what's the Machlokas? Okay, where's it go? What? Keep going? Okay, so it's like this. Right. Vato vonecho iticho tishmru es kehunaschem. Okay. Lechol dvar hamizbeach ulmi beis laparoches vavadem. Avodas matana etein es kehunaschem vazor hakorev yumas. Complex pasuk. Vavatem?
Yeah, because then it seems like the list
goes on. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, okay, so Rashi explains that what? That.
Safe
at the Krav Azar Karv Yumas. Just cuts to the chase. That this whole Pasuk is telling you what? That everything that's mentioned in here, the Zar, is going to be Chayav Mison. Okay, so what is mentioned in this Pasuk? What avodos are enumerated in this Pasuk? Go ahead, Nigamara.
So,
Avodas Matana, So the first one is, it says, Avodas Matana. So that's one qualification.
Right.
Certain type of Avoda. What type of Avoda? Avodas Matana. What is Avodas Matana?
Avodas Matana, Sha'ata, no say in Alon is there. Below Avodas Silo.
Okay, so right now we're limiting our discussion to Mizbeach. Okay, the main Mizbeach. Right. The Mizbeach of the Karbanos. So they would have an avoda of Trumas Adeshen, right? You take off the ashes. Right? So that's he's saying is the only chayev on an avoda of matana, that you put something on the mizbeach, but not an avoda of siluk where you remove something from the mizbeach, like trumas adeshen. That you take something off and remove it from the mizbeach. Yeah, it's repetitive the way we have it. Okay, so that's avodas matana. and not avodas silik. That's Rav. The avodas matana excludes trumas hadeshen. It means only avodas matana. I have to try to define the difference between these two things. Go ahead.
Okay, but avodatem, avodat
tama
below. Tama. Below avodat shiyesh acharen avodat.
Yeah.
Avodat tama.
It's funny. It's like ulakachtem. Dash in the same type of drasha. The tem making it into tama.
There's a different thing though.
Vavad tem. Is it?
Well, there it has to do with the action.
It has to do with the action. A certain type of lukicha. No, it's just interesting. The semantics, they dash in the same way. Lukachtem is lukicha tama. Vavad tem. Yeah, Rashi says, Rashi in Sukkah explains why, how you dash in this now. Yeah, I think maybe the Torah Tamir has it in the by Lulav. I don't see it here. But Rashi goes ulakachta tam. That was, it's not ulakachtem, it's not a plural. Over there it makes sense, right? Of course, instead of talking to plural, it should be talking to a single. Ulakachta tam. Ulakachtem. Right. Here, it's not as simple. Of course, it is talking to a plural, right? No. Does everybody take one lulav? Everybody takes one lulav. They all share one lulav. I didn't know that a minute. Okay, done with that. Go ahead. Right, mutamemes is a davar. It completes and makes whole, makes the thing whole. Not an avoda that has another avoda after it. What's an avoda that has another avoda after it? Right. Okay, so it has to be an avoda that completes something, right? Not an avoda that's something else. So shechita, kabbalah, and holocha all have after it zrika, and zrika is the completion of dam. The dam, the avoda's dam, is complete by zrika. And so too by Haktara, by the Kometz Mincha and the Evarim and the fats. And so too Nisach HaYayin and Hamayim. So those are the two qualifications. It has to be an Avoda, what was the first one? It has to be an Avoda Smatana and an Avoda Tamo. Go ahead. Which one? Yeah, your matana is positive. You're putting something on.
Not sealer. Not like removing, but replacing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and Levi holds.
Right. Levi Rachmona, l'chol dvar mizbeach.
L'chol dvar mizbeach. Yeah. L'chol dvar mizbeach. So what does that include? L'rabos avoda siluk. So he does. He's not losing avoda tama. It definitely always has to be avoda tama. That you can't get it. That's not the rebu. The rebu is not against avoda tama. It's including even avoda siluk, like trumas addition. Okay. So what's the machlokas? Can we define a machlokas like this? Can we define a machlokas like this? Of course we can define a machlokas like this. It's just not so clear.
But he doesn't worry about how it has to be included.
If we can define the source of the machlokas, yeah.
So he agrees with the exclusion of shechita and all those other things.
Right. Everybody agrees to that. Because avad tem,
he has that.
Right. Mechol dvar, he's saying, is including even siluk. Okay, so what do you guys say here? In other words, conceptually, is there a definitive difference between matana and siluk, or is it purely descriptive in the action? Something is putting on and something is taking off. Or are they different, qualitatively different types of avoda? And you can't go too far with this. I'm just warning you. You can't go too far with your distinction to make siluk into a non-avoda. Some people are tempted to do something like that. Because it is navoda. It is navoda. It's not taking out the garbage. I would just take one hint from what's the reboy. L'chol dvar hamizbeach. L'chol dvar hamizbeach. That's a reboy of avoda siluk. Why is it a reboy of avoda siluk? Has to do with the mizbeach. Has to do with the mizbeach. It's not the ashes. It's the mizbeach. Avodas Matana. So Avodas Matana is Avodas Matana. You could say means where there's a kiyum in the nikrav, right? There's a kiyum in there's a certain chefza, right? That is processed. It's a process of hakrava, correct? We don't have to be too complex over here. Let's just be simple now. It's effectuating hakrava. It's a kiyum in the chefza, right? When you bring the certain kedushas mizbeach that the thing has, that means that it's omeid le mizbeach, and when it reaches the mizbeach, it's perfected. That's its conclusion, right? I mean, when you do zrikas adam, that's considered the end of the avoda, really. After zrikas adam, the basar is mutter, and the kapara has been attained. Okay. They're closely connected. Yeah. They're closely connected. They converge. They definitely converge. What? I'm not saying, huh? The final idea of matana. The idea of matana is that you're dealing with the cheftza of carbon, right? I mean, it's not a very far reach. Right, it's just there. I'm just we have to talk it out. But there's no big chiddush over here. I'm saying the kedusha, the type of avodas matana means, in these cases, right? Avodas matana means that it's an avoda in bringing the cheftza to its completion. Now, maybe you'd be chayiv at the first step too. Maybe shechita and holacha and kabbalah you'd also be chayiv on. Because those also are steps. Those also are processes. That's what's bothering you. Those also are processes. But that's not a question, because that's not matana. There's no matana over there. There's no matana. You haven't put anything on the mizbeach.
So you're dealing with your whole point.
Let's take Zrika, all of these things. Zrika, Haktar, Nisach Halayim, Nisach Hayayim. Those they all agree on, right?
Right.
That's Avodas, those have the quality of Avodas Matana, right? How are they Avodas Matana? Because the avodas matana is putting something on his beach, but what does putting something on his beach do? Right, trying to conceptualize it above the physical maisa of putting something on his beach. Right, means it creates now an entity of what of hakrava. It's complete. You mean it bothers you that tama and matana converge?
Yeah,
that's
the thing. Yeah.
What's the problem?
You're
saying it's
part of the upward process of Korban.
Yes.
You're driving towards Korban. You're not
yes.
saying whether you're completing Korban.
No.
Completing
Korban. Right. Okay. Conceptually, it could be that it would be an Avodas Matana and not be complete, but it would be perfecting the Cheftza. It would be on the process
of part of it, even though it's not the final step.
That's correct.
Okay.
So you need Tama. You need Tama, but Shechita is not Matana. That's the only problem. But you need Tama to tell you that even though it's being placed on the Mizbeach, right, it's only chayav when the placing on the Mizbeach is also the completion of its shame. But those two are intrinsically, they come out to one concept in the end. In the end, it's one concept. Right? They're two descriptions. They're two descriptions that narrow in on one concept. Where those lines converge is one concept. It's not a compound concept. The concept is that the avodah that you're chayev on is being mashlim the kedushas mizbeach, the kedusha of the thing. Right? So it's only when it's in its makom. That's only so that demands that the thing be placed in its makom, right? And it demands that that's the final step. Okay, but it's avodah in terms of the thing that's being, in terms of the hakrava, in terms of what you're being makriv. Okay, that's avodas matana tama. Right, that you're taking, it's an avodah in terms of taking a cheftza and completing its shame as of hakrava. Okay. Whatever it is, it could be Ketores, it could be whatever it is. But now it's, now is the avoda is sort of a process to the cheftza that brings it to its completion and its definition. Yeah.
Is there always a shame that the cheftza gets at the end of the process?
Well, the only reason I'm calling it a shame is because it means it's omid for this, and the shame means when what it's omid for is complete, is actualized.
Right. Finishing the process isn't the halachic idea. You're trying to say when it gets the shame, that's like halachic.
Right. But avodah siluk is completely different. Avodah siluk is completely different, right? Because you're taking it off of the mizbeach. You're not perfecting the deshen. You're not completing the shame deshen. It's not like the ofar. It's not like the afer over here is incomplete until you remove it, and then you're finishing the avodas deshen. It's a process, correct. And this one is l'chol dvar mizbeach. The normal pshat is the mizbeach as a tool, as an entity of karbonos. So that means when it's in its makom, and the mizbeach has given it its shame, that's the avodah we're talking about. Okay? But l'chol dvar mizbeach apparently is including even avodah to the mizbeach itself. Even avodah to the mizbeach itself. Okay? Trumas ha-deshen, the siluk, is not a kiyum in the deshen. It's a kiyum in the cheftza of mizbeach.
Is putting zrika also?
And the dam. Zrika is in the dam.
Right, does that
keep? No. All the four of Matana are kiyum in the chefta themselves. The things that you're doing. There's a chiyuv of nisuch hamayim, and when you do the nisuch hamayim, now the mayim has its kiyum. Right? Now the mayim has its kiyum. But it would seem shumas hadeshen is the opposite way. That there's a... in order for the mizbeach to function properly as a mizbeach, you need trumas hadeshen, right? So it's a kiyum in the mizbeach. It's navoda in the mizbeach itself, not navoda in something that's being that you makriv on the mizbeach.
No,
yes.
That's what we're asking.
Okay, let's just clarify. There's two drushes: is matana and tama. Matana. Now don't ask me that one excludes matana means on the mizbeach according to Rashi, and tama means complete. Okay, so anything that goes onto the mizbeach and is complete, that's what you're talking about. But when Rashi says tama excludes shechita, he means if there were only the pasuk of tama. If you only have the pasuk of tama, of course matana already excludes shechita. But that's not what Rashi is trying to explain what the idea of tama means. There are cases later on. We'll see. There are the things where this whole concept gets expanded, and there are cases that don't have to do with the mizbeach, and you can have a chilukim like you are imagining. But in terms of the simple drasha, he wants to take what tama means in its own and what matana means on its own. But in terms of the final concept, it's going to come out something that goes on the mizbeach and has its ultimate kiyum there. Okay? Whereas siluk means It doesn't have to, it's not a kiyum in the cheftza, as being, it's not a kiyum in the cheftza that's of hakrava, but even in avoda, that's a kiyum in the mizbeach. The mizbeach's not roy for the avodas properly unless after until dishan mizbeach. Okay? Yeah, that's why the chol dvar mizbeach includes that. It wouldn't include an avodah shein tama. It has nothing to do with dvar mizbeach. It means not only where the mizbeach is functioning, but even the mizbeach itself. Not only the mizbeach as an active thing, but even the mizbeach just as a chefza. Okay, so right away, now the question is, what about Rav? What does he do with chol dvar mizbeach? So where does he take it? Where does he expand the concept of mizbeach? Right, Levi expanded the mizbeach vis-a-vis the chefza that's nikrav on it and itself as a chefza of akrava, as an entity that's roi for akrava, to bring a korban on. Where does Rav expand the idea of mizbeach? Any time for the sheva hazos shebifnim, what are those? Helam davar upar mashiach. Right, so that he includes it, that it's not just hazos hadam that have their kiyum on mizbeach, but any time something functions like mizbeach to create the ultimate kiyum in the hakrava. Anything that's like mizbeach, l'chol devar mizbeach. Sometimes the mizbeach is not the ultimate kiyum of the karbon. Sometimes it has another makom. Sometimes the dam has a kiyum in the parochas. That's right. Right? That's how he expands l'chol devar. Anything that works like mizbeach. That dam does. That dam certainly does. V'sheva mitzora she'maza milug shemen. Rabbi Lakol. So that's why you need Lakol, because you would not, without the riboy, you would say that it's dafka a cheftza hafakravas mizbeach. You wouldn't necessarily include it. But the concept now, Tama and Mizbeach, really do come together, right? But you have to, that's the process of darshaning the psukim. You take the individual things and they compose a greater entity. Okay, go ahead.
So the Gemara says the Levi not kalei midava b'chol dava.
Okay, he didn't have to say it didn't. Mekulu mine midvar l'chol dvar. Now what? Daha dvar mizbeach gufa yiserahu. Didn't have to say dvar mizbeach at all. He held, didn't have to say that whole, that phrase was unnecessary. Okay. So once you have it, and you have l'chol, now you have two things. Right? So now you have two things. Now you have the avoda siluk and the dam on the parochas, right? So in other words, from devar mizbeach itself is extra. So from that you learn trumas hadeshen, and from lechol, which is an extra, now you can darshan the hazos hapanimis. His shita,
yeah.
But. Right, so he includes Hakravat, he still is the same as Rav, he just includes, he's not going to limit, he doesn't have a new concept of the Kiyam Hadam, in Mizbeach versus on the Panimus. The only thing is, he holds that the first Drasha should be to the Mizbeach itself.
That's
Dvar Mizbeach. And then you need another drasha to be marred by the hazo. Yeah, but the way he thinks about it, it's interesting. He needs to have two drushas. And the first drasha will go, it's interesting, the first drasha will go to the Mizbeach itself. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this. How are we doing on time? Okay, the Gemara is like this. Ve'ema l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach klal. Why don't you read the pasuk like this? Page keeps turning.
Right, and
Rav is not doresh. Where does it go? Right, v'rav dvar v'chol dvar lo doresh. He goes, you don't say that the first one is unnecessary, and therefore the chol dvar is two unnecessary things. Okay? That's a good question. Who is that talking to? Let's see if we can figure it out. I think it's talking to Levi, no? Is that what you thought? Okay, let's see. So it says like this. Why don't you say like this, the Gemara says. L'chol dvar mizbeach klal. Okay? That's a general statement. Everything to do with the mizbeach. Right? And Rav is going to learn that includes the hazos, and Levi learns that that includes the trumas hadeshen and the hazos. Right? Avodas matana, and then it says, l'chol dvar mizbeach, and then it says afterwards, avodas matana. That's a prat. Right? Klalu prat, ein b'chlal l'mashe b'prat. So what's in the prat? Avodas matana in, avodas yilu klo. So it's a kash on Levi. So whenever you have a klal and a prat,
right.
So then the klal only includes the types of things that the prat is. So it says, l'chol dvar mizbeach is a klal. Right? But then the prat that it enumerates is avodas matana. So it should be every avodas matana that has to do with things like the mizbeach. So it should exclude avodas siluk. You want to learn from the l'chol dvar mizbeach, avodas siluk, but it should be a klal prat. And you should not be able to learn anything beyond the min of the prat. Correct? Omar Kra.
That's not a problem for Rav.
No, because Rav agrees. There's no avodas siluk. Right?
What he learned from that line.
Is all things that are avodas matana, because he is sprinkling things on things. Okay. Omar Kra, the thing is that right in between the l'chol dvar mizbeach and the avodas matana, it says, ul mi beis laparochas vavadtem. Okay. Rashi says, ifsik ben klala leprata mi beis laparochas. So it inserts between the klal and the prat, ul mi beis laparochas. Okay. Hu da avodas matana. Only mi beis laparochas, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where you only have avodas matana ve'ichayev misan. What are those cases? You're going to have zo'os shebein abadim, diyom ha-kippurim, u'nesinas ketores ala esh. So like an avodas yom ha-kippurim. In Kodesh HaKadoshim, they sprinkle the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam, right? And he puts the ketores on the ala esh. Right? Velo avodah siluk. What's avodah siluk in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Kigon hotzos kafu machta. He has to go back and remove them. That's avodah siluk. Shehakohen gadol machnes sham leketores yom kippurim umanichon bein abadim. So first he goes in and he puts them there, right? What? Because that's the makom of the Zvikas Adam.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be Mizbeach.
Oh, it just means what?
Anything that's like the Mizbeach, where that's the key in Hakrava.
So it's just Hakrava?
Yeah.
So if anything is the same Machlokas over here, this Seelot and the Seelot of Kumasadash would be the same Machlokas.
No, don't say anything about it like that. Don't say that yet. That's too complicated. Hold on. Don't try to draw conclusions right now.
Okay.
But what would be avodah siluk in Kodesh HaKadoshim? V'yachach chozim otzion. Right? I'm going to go back. I'm going to go over the whole thing in a minute. Right? So now he's saying like this. That now it comes out like this. According to Levi. A little bit more complex. that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim you're only chayev for Avodas Matana and not Avodas Siluk. Okay? He got that because the Klalu Prat had sandwiched in between it Ulumi Beis LaParochas. So the Klalu Prat is only referring to things in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So when it says L'chol Dvar Klal Avodas Matana Prat Ein B'chlal L'mashe B'prat, that's only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. No, that's the answer. It's only Avodas Matana and not Avodas Siluk in Kodesh HaKadoshim, but outside Kodesh HaKadoshim, Avodas Siluk Yechayevan. So what is Avodah Siluk in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Going back in and taking out the Kafa Machta. Right? The last time the Kohen goes in is to remove the Kafa Machta. Right? That's called the Siluk. Why? Because it's not supposed to be there all year long.
Right.
That's Avodah Siluk. Good, right? Let me ask you a question. What about putting in the Kafa Machta? Before he puts the Ketores al Eish, that's not an Avodah Tama. Correct. That would be an Avodas Matana, but not Tama. Happy now? Because with Shchita, I don't know how you call Shchita Matana, but this you can certainly call Avodas Matana, because the thing, this is where it belongs. For right now, this is what you have to do with
like
it.
Placing
something somewhere. And I have to now once we include Beis HaParochas as the somewhere, not just Mizbeach, so now there's a mitzvah to put the Kafa Machta down. But it's not Tama. Okay? Yeah.
So we have the Klal and Kol Davar, which teaches his idea of
the Mizbeach, right? And anything that's like Mizbeach. It includes both.
Right. And then you have the Prat of
Avodah Matana,
which teaches only things when you have a character of Matana.
Right.
Now, what is the whole point that the base of Barokas is in between? What does that do?
Because if you would just have this in an unfettered, unqualified Klalu Prat, then you should not be chayev for any Avodah Siluk. You should not be chayev for Trumas Hadeshen, which is an Avodah Siluk.
Because it's not Avodah Matana.
Because it's not in the Prat. Right.
Okay, but...
But now he's limiting the Klalu Prat just to Mi Beis LaParochas.
Meaning he doesn't hold true possession of the Mizbeach from Pizza is five. Only the
You're close, but you just have to reverse it. He holds your only Chayiv because the only application of the Klalu Prat, which is a limitation on Avodah Siluk, the Klalu Prat excludes Avodah Siluk.
Yeah.
Right. That's what the Klal Prat does.
Okay.
It excludes Avodah Siluk. And that exclusion only applies in the Kodesh HaKadosh.
So the exclusion is limited to Kodesh HaKadosh.
That's right. That's right.
Got it.
Yes. Well, let's say he went in Bishogeg, for instance. Okay. Ihochi vavatem nami elmi beis laparochas hu davoda tama avoda avoda shisharecha avoda habachutz afilu avoda shisharecha avoda. So now if you're really serious about limiting by the mi beis laparochas, if you're really serious about limiting this pasuk to Kodesh HaKadoshim, so even Avodah Tama should only be in Kodesh HaKadoshim. What? It is, but it is. Ulimi beis laparochas vavadem. That's also part of the klal. That's also part of the klal of the prat. It's two prats. It's vavadtem and then avodas matana. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's vavadtem avodas matana. So the two prats. Both of them should be limited to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, now what would be an avoda that's not an avoda tama? Rashi. Right, that's the avoda tama. When is the ketores complete? When it's ala eish, right? Veloshi yeshachare avoda holechas kafu machta. That's like I told you before. She yeshachare chafina vaktara. So that's not an avoda tama. The handful. So how do we get out of this problem? Va'avadem. Nope. This not going to help you. You get out of the va'avadem. The vav. Hodor orve kro. Va'avadem. Le'inyin avoda tama she'avav mosif le'inyin rishon. Aval avodas matana lo mehader ela ami beis la'parochas t'lekamid lochsev be'vav. Okay, so that's how it comes out. It comes out that the klalu prat of what? Avodah siluk is only limited to mi beis leparochas. But the idea of avodah tama is universal. Okay, but now this is really strange though, right? That avodah siluk should be that according to Levi, now he comes to a strange conclusion, right? That it's not that he doesn't hold from avodah siluk. Rav just doesn't hold from avodah siluk, any avodah siluk, right? But Levi holds from avodah siluk, but for some reason only bachutz, not bifnim. L'chol dvar mizbeach. In other words, just like l'chol dvar mizbeach expands you out of the realm of the Mizbeach, when we gave the Svar before of Siluk, because we were just talking about Mizbeach. So that's what it is, by Mizbeach, that's what it is. But once you expand Matana beyond Mizbeach itself, so why shouldn't the Siluk expand beyond the Mizbeach itself? Right? It's difficult. Okay. Alright, so now Rava has a question. Boy, Rava was following all this. He said like this. Avodas Siluk Behecho mahu. It's an amazing question. Why? Because Rava noticed that we've only been discussing two distinct regions up to this point, really. We've been discussing the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the outside of the Hechel. Okay, let's just get a little geography here. Right? Those of us who were doing Erevin are experts on the Hechel. Right? So you have, what do you have? You have the, you're going very far back. Okay. So you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? And then in front of it is the Heichal, right? And then outside is the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Adon, right? Kodesh HaKadoshim.
The Heichal is both the Kodesh HaKadoshim
and
the Kodesh, right?
What?
The Heichal is both.
The Heichal is the whole area, yeah. But what can we call this? We call this the Kodesh. And this is the Azara, basically. Right?
Ulam was what?
Ulam is between the Heichal and the Azara. Okay. So, mi beis leparochas means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Mizbeach is in the Azara. Right? So, according to Levi, in the Mizbeach, which is Bachutz, Siluk is included. And in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Siluk is not included. But what about in the Kodesh? Now, what's in the Kodesh?
The Menorah, the Shulchan,
and Mizbech HaZov. Right? So let's see. Go ahead. I was reading, okay. So he says like this. Avoda Siluk Behechol Mahu. Now the question is, where is Rava? Why is he coming up with this question right now? Right? Why Is this based on... no, what was that? No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Scratch that. Okay, good. So he does the question. What does Rashi say? Avoda siluk behechel. V'hi avoda tama. Of course, but he's only talking about a siluk, that's tama. Because otherwise there's nothing to talk about. It's only a siluk that's going to be tama, right? It has to be a siluk that's tama. Because siluk is only, you still have the two requirements of siluk and tama. Kigon dishun mizbach apanimi v'haminora lelevi mahu. So according to Levi, old siluk is chayav, misa. What if you did a siluk in the, what does he call it? The heichal. That's also tama. Okay. So he says like this, lifnim midaminan lei, where you'd be putter, or luchutz midaminan lei, or is it like the outside? Didn't we have a didn't my father do Reb Chaim recently on the question of that spot, whether it's considered like chutz or pnim?
Well, no, I thought that was the border, not the heichal itself.
The prochus itself.
Oh, it's the prochus itself. Yeah, but the heichal was not.
That's avodas pnim on Yom Kippur. Yeah. That's right. Right. Because it only had the pasuk lemaisa is only really enumerating two things. It's enumerating mizbeach and mibeis laparochas. But now he's saying this region in between is not clear which way, which side is it more like? Should it be included or not? So he says, Hoda Pashte, mi base, ula mi base. Okay? So he decided it should be, what's to say, mi base la parochas, havle le michtav. It should have just said mi base la parochas. V'ksiv ula mi base la parochas. Lasos hechal ki base kodche akadoshim, u potter ala vodasila. Which is a very interesting, it's an interesting thing, saying that the region of the Heichal, the Kodesh, in terms of Avodah Siluk, is what is more like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? You should not be Chayav. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's just like this.
Where did he get that from?
Ul mi beis laparochas. The vav and the lamed. Should have said mi beis laparochas. So now he's like this. Elameata zor shesider es hashulchan lichayev. That's the question I meant to say before. I'm sorry. What's the elameata? Why is this totally on anything from before? Why is this totally on the prior statement? So this doesn't have to do with the answer to Rava's boy, with Rava's question of whether siluk is. I'm not talking about siluk now. We're just talking about avodas matana. What does it have to do with avodas siluk? Why do you say now that we answered that avodas siluk is pater in the heichal? What if you put the lechem on the shulchan? What does that do with anything, right? So Rashi tries to work it out. It says elameata di avodas matana mechayev veheichal. Apparently Rashi was learning that the whole question, when Rava was asking about siluk, he was really asking about the whole application of avoda in the heichal. I don't know. It's a little strange, isn't it? Tosus tries to learn it a different way. That it's not totally on this. It's just going back to the original thing. Zor demarbe beheichal zor demarbe ulami base. He's learning ulami base because like he's learning like we were saying before. The pasuk simply leaves that whole section out, right? So from Ulmi base, you learn that it's part of the Isser of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Isser of Kodesh HaKadoshim only has Avodah Matan and not Avodah Siluk. Right? It's not like a separate exclusion of Avodah Siluk from the Kodesh. It's part of the exclusion of, it just means that it has the same status as Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, so what did the guy do? The Zohar, Shesider, Lechem... So what do you do by the lechem upon him? What do you do? Right, they actually do it at the same time, right? Right. Slide it off as this one goes on, right? So what if the person, what if a zor put the lechem on? Rashi, lichayev misa. So he should be chayev misa. Why? Because that's an avodas matana in the heichal. Right? So, my amin leil dalet avodas v'sulo. How come it says only four? Ika sidur bazichen. Basrei, there's another thing that goes on after the lechem. Just when you put the lechem on, you're not done. You also have to put the lavona in the bazichen. There's a little kalem. The lavona is the spice. Dichsiv inosato al hamarechas lavona zako v'lava v'detamayi. So it's true, putting the lechem on the shulchan is an avodas matana. But you're not done. You're not done when you put the lechem on. You have to put the bazich and levon on. So it's not avodah tama. That's the next question.
Are you effectuating anything
here? That's what we have to think about, this whole thing. Because the problem is like this. The problem is like this. When you throw the dam on the mizbeach, you also have to do the emurim later. Right? So up till now, we've been saying each thing should go by itself. Right? In other words, it should be the end of Avodas Dam. Mm-hmm. So say it's the end of Avodas Lechem.
Apparently it's Avodas Shulchan.
Apparently. Ooh, David is really going. Avodas Shulchan, okay. But then it's like an Avodas Silak already. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
You put the Bazichan on the Lechem as
well? The question, the Machlok is in the picture book, which... Where they go? Do they go on the top, or they go on in the bottom, in the middle? It's Lavona. Okay. So he says, so why don't you chayev on the bazikin? The bazikin. See their bazikin lichayev. Ika siluk v'haktora. So what does that mean? Adayin lo nigmura avodosa ad Shabbos habo'o sheyisalkena v'yaktir habazichin. The bazichin don't stand there and they're finished. They're waiting for the next Shabbos, when they remove the old lechem and the bazichin, and then they're maktir, the levona. So that's just a way station for the bazichin. It's not the ultimate kiyum. They really have a key in Mizbeach that they're waiting for.
Therefore
it's not Tamo. It's not Tamo. Okay. So now the question is like this. This is the one we were trying to get to. Zor shesider as ha-menorah lichayev. So what does it mean he's massaging the menorah? So Rashi says, Baboker ha-yu misalkin es ha-neros shel zov min ha-menorah. How is the menorah constructed? I don't mean with the kaftar and all that stuff. But practically speaking, at the top, what was at the top?
Bowls.
And they were removable bowls. The neros are the removable bowls. Okay? So, they're golden too. So in the morning, they would take down the neros shelzov. Yeah. Otherwise, the Rambam's case would be impossible, no? Okay. They take out the neros shelzov from the menorah lekaneach ofron yofes. So they take it out and they wipe clean the ashes from the previous night. V'chozrim v'kovin osam bo. Then they put them back. Okay. V'harei avodatama. Interesting Rashi. That's an avodatama. Of course, what's the avodatama on? Sounds like on the Neros, no?
Well, no, because he said Bechoz, right? It's not removed from the Neros. It's not just the cleaning which is Avodah Tama. So you put it back on the menorah.
Yeah. It's an Avodah Tama. In other words, that Avodah of fixing the menorah is complete. Right? In other words, the menorah was dirty. What do you got?
They changed it to Matan.
Huh. Who's Kisveyad? That's me. Like, 1 second.
Chayiz would have to be Tam also, right?
Oh, I see. Tam on the side. Wait, where are you? Which one? On the Elameata or on this case?
Which one? No, in the
Shasidas and Menorah.
Yeah, at the very end. Are
you able to Tama? Right.
But it still has to be Tama anyway.
Well, what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is it's not Tama, right? Ika Nesinas Psila. You have to put the wick in. Okay. So you're not done? Nosam Psil Chayev. Right? So, okay. So when the one who puts the wick in should be Chayev. Ika Nesinas Shaman. Okay. Nosam Shaman Lechayev. Ika Hadlaka. Hidlik Lechayev. Hadlaka Lava Voda. He. Hadlaka is not Navoda. So Tama doesn't mean Navoda comes after it.
Tama doesn't mean...
And Navoda comes after it. That's exactly what I mean, right?
Tama means nothing comes after
it. Tama means nothing comes after it, right. Tama doesn't mean... Tama doesn't mean... Tama doesn't mean that Navoda... I'm sorry, that Navoda doesn't come after it. Let's put it this way. It's not considered not Tama only because Navoda comes after it.
Right, it has to do intrinsically whether it's not.
Whether it's complete.
Right.
Right? Because Hadlaka is not Navoda, but the fact that you have to do Hadlaka means it's not Tama. Aye, but in all the Avodas I finished, right? Just saying, the fact that Hadlaka is not an Avoda still prevents. Still prevents the Nesina, Shemen, and Psila from being Tama. So it sounds like we have to change something over here a little bit, right? According to the way we were learning, it would seem that it should only be Avodas, because Avodas is bringing it to fruition. Now let's do a little bit more. How much time do we have? Oh boy, we're late. Okay. So the Gemara says, why isn't lighting a mitzvah? Okay. Doesn't really have a good answer, but says this lighting is not an Avoda. Okay, now we just have to define this. We're ready for Ruchayim.